Hello and welcome to Broken Broadway. My name is Patrick J. Riley. My guest today is one of my best friends.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, this is a weird way to tell you. Hattie Hayes, everybody.
Oh, hi. It's me, I guess. Wow, I've been upgraded. I thought I was on, like, number 12 on the list, but best friends.
Oh, no, you're definitely in my top five.
What? That's so nice.
It's weird that I list them.
No, it's not. I'll show you my list later.
Oh, you've written down a list?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have it written down, but I definitely mentally have, like, a list of... Well, friends.
I actually need to update mine because I'm mad at one of, who was previously my number three.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it later. Anyway, hi.
Oh, fun. That's an exciting conversation. Oh, are you excited for the show we're talking about today?
Patrick, I don't know what the show is. I'm excited, though. Today. Because I'm excited about everything because that's who I am.
We're talking about what is considered to be the greatest Broadway flop of all time, Carrie, the musical. So Carrie the Musical opened May 12th, 1988. It played 16 previews and 5 performances.
Because it was too good for the lay person.
It's too good. I'm a little obsessed with Carrie.
So real blood or fake blood?
Oh,
what
fake.
Did they use?
I hope it was real blood.
I hope it was real blood.
It was...
The Phantom of the Opera was a real phantom.
Oh, Hattie. Oh, I don't want to break. Yeah, he was a real fan of it. Don't tell her anybody. It was written with music and lyrics by Dean Pitchfork and Michael Gore.
Those are Pitchfork and Gore?
Pitchfork and Gore.
To make Carrie into a musical?
Yeah. Definitely.
Are we on a prank show?
Exactly. And then a book by Lawrence D. Cohen, who, to my knowledge, haven't done anything else big. Because
have they done things that are small?
I couldn't find a thing where I was like, oh, I know that. Recently, I feel like Carrie has found a new life. I first heard about Carrie the Musical when I was in high school because it was one of those, like, it was almost like a ghost story you told in, like, theater. Like oh, don't be a bad, it could be a bad show. It could be the next Carrie. Not Whoa. Since Carrie. There's actually a very famous book, which is where I get a lot of information for the show, called Not Since Carrie, which is a book about, like, flops of not since Carrie has there been a show this bad.
I thought you were going to say, there's actually a very famous book that this musical's based off of, and I was like, Patrick?
Oh, yeah, it's based off Stephen King's Carrie. Let's talk about the plot really quick, because it is just the plot of Carrie.
It's just, you get titties, and it makes you evil. You use your psychic powers to stab your mom.
Yep, basically. That's the plot. This musical focuses on, and the movie, I actually never seen the movie. I've read the book.
Ooh, there are many variations of the movie. I can give you another list of which versions are the best.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But the show follows Sue Smith, who feels bad about
Carrie dying.
Torturing Carrie.
Well.
And tries to make Carrie's life a little better by convincing her boyfriend, Tommy, to take her to prom. But what she doesn't know is that Carrie, ever since she got her period, now has psychic powers that she's been using to kind of torture her evil, overbearing religious mother.
And also sometimes just random teenagers.
So she has psychic powers, but Sue doesn't know that. And then there's Chris, who's a mean girl, who's like a psychopath.
Yeah,
like
she's
there's
horrible.
Difference from like mean girl and then like. Pull on, like...
The throwing tampons thing.
That's mean.
That's mean. But then, like, the...
Pig's blood.
The orchestrated pig's blood thing.
Is
that's psycho.
Psychotic.
Yeah.
So much so that her boyfriend in the musical, I think in the book, too, is kind of like, whoa, you really need to...
Yeah. Everyone's like, Chris, what the fuck?
What's wrong, girl? So this is the thing about Carrie the Musical. I'm going to be playing... I play music through the show, and... what you guys are going to hear, because some people who've listened to the musical, the music from Carrie, probably listened to the original cast album, or it was recently on Riverdale. It was an episode of Riverdale where the musical they did was Carrie. What you guys are going to hear is the original score to Carrie from promotional videos that they put out when it was on Broadway. The show is night and day compared to what it is now. What it's now, it's like a very dark, minimalist piece where it's like, you know, this is a horror story and it's Carrie. And it's honestly, I love it. I saw it when it was revived and I was like, this is it's a good show. The original production is not that at all. Oh. Everyone's wearing shiny spandex the whole time, like the teenagers.
Duh.
Yeah. The opening number, which is called in the new version, is a very somber kind of like beam, like very dark, and it's about teenagers basically going through hormones, trying to fit in, and like
it's Heathers.
It's Heathers the musical, just not as good, because Heathers I love, but the original, it's just like it's a very up.
It's Legally Blonde musical.
Oh, not well. Yeah, yeah. Of the O'Keefes
on the spectrum.
On the spectrum of Lawrence O'Keefe musicals, it's Legally Blonde as opposed to Heathers. But no, it's so upbeat and it's sung by cheerleaders.
Yeah,
and it's so different. It is night and day. There was the end takes place on a giant staircase, where you know Carrie kills her mother and her mother kills Carrie and then Carrie kills her and then Sue finds her.
And then like in the movie, like Sue wakes up from a dream where Carrie like is dead.
No,
and grabs
Sue
her.
Is.
That's in the movie.
In the movie, Sue in the show, I don't know. In the original, because I can't find any, other than I read reviews and I saw the tape, I don't know how it opens. The revival opens up with Sue being interrogated by police.
Oh, okay.
Because they're trying to figure out what happened. The gym teacher has some great songs. She does.
I chortled.
You chortled? Why?
I don't know.
She had some great songs. She sings one of the best songs from the show, honestly. But we're, you know what? Here, listen to this.
Listen
is,
to this.
Listen to a song from Carrie. This is probably going to be the opening number in right now. All right, so you just listened to music from Carrie.
Ah!
Now, what I showed Hattie, because I needed her to understand how different it was, I showed her the original clips that you guys heard, and then I showed her the new production looks like.
Ah!
Yeah, what do you think?
Ah! Okay, so I understand why the original flopped, because it feels dirty and wrong to watch. Like, knowing the subject matter, knowing what the songs are about, knowing how it looks good, you know, in the revival, like, knowing how it's supposed to be presented, watching them do that in spandex feels sinful.
So what you don't understand, what you might not understand is the original production, all the teenagers were wearing just spandex. Sue was in pink. Chris was in red.
Full spandex.
Full spandex.
Head to toe.
It was,
The backup and, like, the chorus people were in, like, black glitter.
Black glitter, yeah, yeah,
spandex.
Yeah. And this is for Do Me a Favor, which is one of the bigger numbers. This show, before I get into that, what else about the music stood out for you? Or do you remember?
So, the opening number in the original Broadway version, the original Broadway cast, just sounds like nothing. Like, they could be saying literally anything, and I would not be able to, like, I don't know what they were saying. I mean, it's just, it
sounded like noise.
It feels like soulless noise. And they're all cheerleaders, which, you know, I'm all for. I like me some cheerleaders. Uh-huh. But, like, the choreography is great, very fun to watch. Does not really set the tone.
No.
No, no, no.
At all.
At all. And,
at all. And then what did you think of Carrie's, the song Carrie?
So, all of Carrie's songs sounds like like, you know how when you were in third grade, there was a girl who, like, wrote her own song about bullying and performed at the talent show as a mm-hmm. way to, like, try to get people to stop bullying her, yeah. and it did the That's opposite? What it sounded like. That's what it sounds like. Also, I feel really bad because, like, her eyebrows are always in just, like, a state of great concern.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she always looks like she's trying to force herself to cry. That was her
Broadway debut.
What has she done since?
Exactly.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. I feel so bad.
No. I don't think she's actually done it. I looked her up, and I found her Twitter. And it's in her Twitter bio. She just goes, I was in the Carrie the Musical. And I'm like, great. Great. Good. I know. Because she, yeah. And then Betty Buckley was in. It was originally, Betty Buckley and was in the original Broadway original Broadway production? Hold on. One of them, I think it was Betty Buckley, but, she was in Cats. That's right. Betty Buckley quit the show because she misstepped and her head was almost decapitated by a set piece. Hi, everyone. Real quick edit here. I said Betty Buckley, but Betty Buckley was actually the mother on Broadway. Who I was talking about was Barbara Cook, the amazing Barbara Cook. I'm very sorry. Put down your guns. Put down your knives. Put down your pitchforks. I was wrong. My mistake. I also made something wrong up top. The composer, Michael Gore, wrote the music to the movie Fame. I know I'm wrong. My mistake.
There's a movement in my head. Can you understand the change? Something's shifting. Something's lifting. Why do I feel it's something strange? Father Almighty, she's only a child, but the woman is waking inside her. She will be lost if her passion runs wild, so I can as you help your child divine, give me the strength to help mine. Mama sees inside my soul, but her face is cold as stone. If she loves me, why do I feel so all alone?
What else I show you? I said, do me a favor, the song, don't forget the moon, or don't miss the moon.
Don't waste the moon.
Don't waste the moon, which is about fucking in cars.
Yeah, the choreography for both of those is just hip thrusts. Mm-hmm. It's just like mm-hmm. hip thrust rhythmically. We're in spandex. Hey, we're biracial, or like we're a mixed race couple. Exactly. Like it's progressivism. Like that was all that was. Was just so like
Carrie now has a bit of like a cult following.
Right.
Because the new show's watchable. Right. Not even watchable. It's good. I enjoyed it. But looking at the old thing, it's like I really think people like don't realize how bad it was.
Right, because like you said, bad, and I didn't expect it to like I. Like, that felt like it was written, like, created by someone who had never seen Carrie, but had, like, watched the Riverdale episode of Carrie. Like, that's what it feels like.
The Riverdale episode of Carrie is so much better than this.
Okay, I don't know anything about Riverdale, so.
Oh, it's
because
fine.
I'm a huge Archie Comics fan, and I hate the new show, but it's fine.
Watch Arrow for the longest time, because I love Green Arrow.
But yeah, it feels like somebody just, like, saw the previews for the movie mm-hmm. Carrie, and they were like, that looks like it would make a great musical, and that's what they did.
When Carrie opening it at Carrie was mixed with people losing their mind laughing and applauding at the end, and people booing the bows.
Yeah,
it was so mixed. People were walking out.
You have to choose how you feel about this. This is one of those things.
This
where
was also a major music. It wasn't like a thing where it was like, it wasn't like a musical where it was like, oh, it's gone, coming and going. It's so much writing on it. Right. This musical lost $7 million, which was the most, until recently, the most a musical's ever lost.
What has a musical lost
recently? Oh, so much more now.
Well, but like, which just one?
Spider-Man, for example.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Ran for 3 years, but still lost $10 million.
Oh, well.
you know?
And yet Carrie was only open for
5 days. 5 days. Wow. It opened, it did, it ran for 4 days, honestly, because it was 5 performances, and one of those was a matinee.
Wow.
Yeah. So this show, what final thoughts to you? How do you think you can fix Carrie? Because I think Carrie has been fixed, you know?
Oh, yeah, Carrie's been fixed.
Carrie has been fixed. There's also, it's, there's this Carrie, which then there's a Carrie, the musical experience, which is it's Carrie, but done in the round.
You come to my house and you don't open with that. You don't open the door and say, Hattie?
Yeah.
You can experience Carrie, the musical experience.
Yeah.
You should have said that as soon as you walked into my home.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Also,
it was in LA, and what it was you walked into an abandoned theater that they turned into a gymnasium.
Yes.
And you sat in bleachers that moved around.
I want it.
And then the whole.
I want it.
It was. I saw clips of it. I'll show you clips of it too. It looked fantastic.
I want it.
And then there's also scary. Oh God, was it? Is it scary? There's a drag show. There's a drag musical. They took the music from Carrie and did it, but it's completely in drag.
That's great.
Yeah, so this is like, Carrie's like a phenomenon now, but like, oh my God, the 1988 version is unwatchable.
Well, and the issue with the 1980 version is that she's too sad. And like Carrie fundamentally, like character-wise, she's angry. And like, that's what makes her so terrifying. Mm-hmm. So like, if you want it to be like truly scary, like she can't just be like sad. She can't look like a sad orphan. She can't look like Eponine the whole time. You know?
Okay.
She has to be mad. Good. And that's truthfully because you
haven't
seen...
Points for using musical analogies, but go on.
But yeah, since you haven't seen the various iterations of the movie, that's really the issue with a lot of like the film adaptations is like Carrie's picked on and people just are like, oh, she's so sad and she, you know, doesn't have control of these powers. And it's like, mm-hmm. No, Carrie has control of her powers and she's vengeful.
Yeah.
Like it has to be like... Yeah, she's like being manipulated by her mom, but she's a vengeful, angry human being.
Carrie is also Stephen King's first book.
Yeah.
It was his first book.
I want them to make Christine into a musical.
Oh, if they're doing a Stephen King, I feel like Stephen King could lend himself to musicals. I mean, Carrie works now, but if we're doing another Christine the musical, that might be fun. It the musical?
It the musical would be great.
But it's just the little boy, it's just like the gangbang scene?
Cujo.
Oh my God.
Actually, no, you know what?
My brother and I, when we watched Carrie together, and then afterwards we were just like, he goes, 1, 2, 3, say what you think would be a better Stephen King musical. 1, 2, 3,
Cujo. No,
because
actually.
With puppets and shit?
Come yeah. That'd
be fun.
But do you know what would be a absolutely phenomenal musical?
What?
Firestarter. Have you seen
Firestarter? Yeah, because it's just Carrie.
I mean, no.
It's about a little girl who fucking.
It's such a better book.
I haven't seen the book, I've seen the movie.
I love it so much more. It has.
I've read the book.
Firestarter.
I've read a lot of Stephen King.
Firestarter's great.
Yeah, but when it comes, I don't know. What's a book that you think?
Any book?
Any book that you want to adapt, like a horror book.
Probably. So there's already stage plays of Haunting of Hill House, which is Shirley Jackson.
Uh huh.
There's
a musical version of The Lottery that played at the.
One of the first things that I did as a drama geek was a reading of The Lottery. And actually, okay, so this might not count as horror, but some of Shirley Jackson's, or not Shirley Jackson, some of Flannery O'Connor's, like A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
Okay.
Like doing something, maybe not even like Wise Blood or something, but something inspired by Flannery O'Connor. Something very Southern Gothic would be good.
That'd be fun.
It would be kind of similar to... Like if The Beguiled were a musical. I think that we need like more Southern Gothic.
That'd be fun. Southern Gothic
musicals. Like antebellum musicals or like, you know, turn of the century. Like, yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, folks out there, I want to know what book would you think would make a Carrie-esque musical? In that it's would be such a bad idea that it would flop hard or be such a weird idea that 20 years later they'll rewrite it and it'll be a masterpiece.
And put it on Riverdale.
Yeah, and put it in Riverdale.
Or I guess
well, it was in Riverdale because the revival had a revised book by the guy who writes Riverdale.
In the future, it'll be in the episode of Archie's Strange Mysteries where Jughead's a werewolf.
Oh my God, I love that. You mean Hunger?
Yeah.
I loved Hunger.
Yeah.
It's so
But they're
awesome.
Going to turn that into a show.
Are they turning that into a show?
No, but someday. In the future.
Well, they are because they are making...
In the future. Are
because
they really?
They're making Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina, yeah.
And they're talking about doing a special
I'm so glad that
afterlife.
They've taken the one thing of my childhood I was protective about. I'm like, you can adapt anything else, and I'll go freaking see it. But this, I'm like, mm-mm.
You like Riverdale? Mm-mm. Yeah, it's my brother's favorite show.
Lily Reinhart's super hot.
Who's she?
Betty.
She's very attractive. I think the one who plays Veronica is very attractive. And Cole Sprouse can get it.
No, he cannot.
He can.
He can't get it. He's not even allowed to look at it.
No, he can get it.
He can... No.
Well, we fixed it.
Okay.
We fixed it. Thank Carrie's you. Oh, hey, Hattie, what's your Twitter and
email? At Queen Hattie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything. It's on Instagram. It's on Twitter.
Perfect.
It's not my Pinterest, but that's under an assumed name. So.
Oh, and I'm not Pat Riley on everything also.
But you are Pat Riley.
Exactly.
That's the secret.
That's the secret. All right. Bye. In a world where nothing's sure and nothing's ever guaranteed, you should trust the way you feel. That's the only thing that's real. It's like magic how your spirit soars. Once you feel his hand in yours, that's how it starts.